come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 286 of the 8-Bit Geek. If you're new around here, let me fill you in on what it's like to listen to us. It's like taking a wonderful shower. You know, you get in there, and after a hard day's work, you just start there and stand, and you lather up, get your hair all did up, you know, it's got that big poofy thing of soap. You know, you spend so much time in there that the water starts to turn cold, but then you turn the heat on more, and you know how it gets cold, and then you turn the heat, and then it's like, oh, warm again, and then every 5 seconds you got to do it, and then it's warm again, and then until finally it runs out, you know, runs out of the hot water, and you get out, you dry yourself off, and you just feel fucking amazing. And then, uh-oh, you feel it. You have to take a shit.
Oh, no.
Right after that wonderful shower. And that's 8-Bit. I'm Jeremy, and with me are two men who poop backwards on the toilet.
I'm Rex. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Ratty. And that's just how we shit in the UK, especially after eating hot wings.
By the way, who was it that started that?
Was Rex, Mo.
Or did I just inadvertently? Oh, it was Mo. Okay. I'm Mo. Sorry, Rex. Rex would say some outlandish shit like that.
Mo, we were in the chat last night, and Mo was like, hey, you ever turn around and poop in the toilet and straddle it? So that way you could do stuff, like if you want to eat or if you want to color in a coloring book or something, and you just have a table at your disposal at that time. And we all said no.
Yeah. My wife, Debbie, chimed in. She's like, bruh, no, never, bruh.
Yeah. And then he goes on to say, yeah, you definitely have to, like, get naked in order to do that, so it's better to do it after your shower.
Yeah, this is all things that really happened on a Saturday night.
Uh-huh. Or was it and I told Sunday him, night? I said, well, there's my intro. Thank you.
And here we are.
So it's real fucking weird, man. I have never... Are you guys... Okay, let's continue this potty talk. Do you sit to pee or do you stand to pee?
Depending on the situation. Usually, I mean, I'll just
how drunk am I?
Yeah, really. Or if I'm feeling nervous about my stomach. I'm like, I'll just sit this one down just in case. Just in case I'm playing Russian roulette there and I hit a bullet, if you know what I mean.
No, it goes.
Just in case I have to shit. If I go to fart and then all of a sudden I'm shitting. So if I'm sitting on the toilet, I don't have to worry about that. God damn. So dense motherfucker.
Listen, when I'm standing and peeing, I don't think, ooh, let me fart while I pee. And then, oops, I have to worry about a
you
shit
don't have
coming
a clean
out.
Colon.
What?
What?
Do you fart know. Every time that you pee, Kev?
I mean, not every time, but I mean...
You might want to go get your colon looked up, bro.
Yeah, for real,
but
man.
I have a perfect airflow. I mean, it works. It does what it needs to do.
Wait, when you say airflow, is there no... Is it just...
Oh, no. Mine's like deflating a balloon. Like a wet balloon.
A wet what? If it's a wet balloon, it's not a good thing.
I don't know. Well, that's how we open a show.
Ratty says, after the bomb, I was sitting to pee just in case.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like. We are connoisseurs of the hot stuffs.
Johnny so Boy said, Kev, you're gross.
Oh, you're gross. There. Fuck you, Jer.
God, it's so good. If this is really your first time listening, and
I'm so sorry.
This is the entertainment that you're seeking. So go ahead and head on over to Audio Boom and subscribe to us. Audio Boom is a wonderful podcast provider. They allow us to do our show every week. They pay for our bandwidth. They're a wonderful partner that we have. But I understand if you don't have Audio Boom, or you're like, what the fuck is an Audio Boom? You can still find us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher Radio. You can also find us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek. And of course, every Monday night, we record live right here on Twitch. You can come be a part of the show by interacting with the chat. You could do that. You hear us talking about people all the time. You could be a part of that. Now, if you can't be a part of that and you still want to chat with us, then you can download our application. Well, it's not our application. It's Discord. It's an application built for gamers and built for communities. It's the new kind of forums. Forums have kind of died off over time. And now live chat rooms are where it's at. So you can do that. It's also got voice chat. And we're in there all the time. You can come say hi to us. Hang out with a great group of people. They're absolutely fantastic. So let's see.
Speaking of fantastic people, we've got a bit war started. Lucy Stage Tech pulling up in front with 150 bits. And followed by... Oh, nope. You got Zooks just tipped one.
Hold on. Let's address this bit war stuff here in a second, because we have actually something special that we're going to start doing for the people who are doing these bit wars, because it's been so constant that we have to address it, and we're going to reward people for them spending money. Okay. It's going to be a cool thing. Just give me a second. We'll get there. But first, if you do like this show, or maybe you don't like the show and you want to explore what else that we have, you can check out 8-Bit Saga. We have Divas, Drop Kicks and Dives.
No, fuck all the other shows. No, just 8-Bit Saga. That's
stupid,
right.
Stupid, awesome show.
Divas, Drop Kicks and Dives. And Brainberry Tarts.
Yeah.
So go check those out. They're fantastic shows. You're going to find a lot of content. All right. Also, you can if you listen to the show, you love the show, and you're like, how do I support these guys? Well, you can do it through Patreon for as little as $5 a month. We're going to give you a whole bunch of extra content. Now, it is the beginning of the month. Last week, I said that Doug would read off all of the names.
The look on Doug's face when you said that.
His
eyes just lit up.
Already. Just log in real quick.
Brendini asks, what about the new show? The new show is coming. But right now, we have one recorded episode of the new show. But it's just going through its kind of infancy stage of what it's going to be about and like. I guess that we can announce it now. Or should we wait?
Wait until our partner's ready.
Yeah, unless we get the okay from them on either text or in the chat if they show up tonight.
Yes.
Okay. Back burner. Let's get ready to read that list of people, huh?
All right, let's do it.
All right. Oh, man, there's a lot of people.
Take a little sip of water.
Also, I wish I just finished my second cup of coffee, so let me go make a third. Hold on, I'm trying to make this window size where I can actually read these fucking names. All right, here we go. Also, I want to announce tonight that we're going to add a $100 tier where if you donate $100, we'll eat gross things.
Nope.
You choose the victim.
Yeah, and I say gross things because we were talking about like bugs earlier, but also like spicy hot sauces.
Nope, ain't happening.
He says it ain't happening. It's happening. Okay, all right,
two out of three people here are gonna die from shit, and you're like,
cool.
Yeah, he's like, well,
roaches.
Hey, I made $100.
Listen, yeah. One, I've been inspired by Good Mythical Morning, and two, I had someone this week that was like, man, what's it gonna take to get you to do Saga full time? And I said, a salary. So I'm trying to get that salary train going, so I actually get paid to do this full time.
You ain't gonna live with all that hot shit you're gonna eat.
Yep. You're going to have to.
You don't know me. All right. So first off the list, let's go. We have Lauren, Ryan, David, Lawrence, Floor Salami. I love you, Floor Salami. Ed, Victor, Myatt? Is that right?
Myatt. I'll go with Myatt.
Myatt from Australia. Nice. Josh C., Deb, Sean Pennis. What?
Told Sean, you he was real. Told you he was real.
He's shaking his head no.
Yeah, he was talking mad shit earlier.
Yeah, I could see.
We'll get to that.
Larson, Andrew, Francisco, Gonoff, Chris, Blades. Let's see, Benny Babs, Dr. Roxo. Oh God.
Yeah.
One step down, Keegan, Julian. Finnish guy with, I can't read their whole name. Finnish guy with a knife. Okay. Let's see. Christy, Aiden. It's a unique way of spelling Aiden, if that's how it is. Liz, Blake, Lee. Does it need my actual name? No. another Jeremy. Renee.
It's the best name.
Meryl. Bruce. Robert, hold on, this is a longer name. Robert Star Citizen Can't Pee. I don't think that's actually can't. I think that's censored, but man. Brent, Byron, Snorkel, Sam. Oh God, they've split this into pages now. That's just page one.
And the show went on and on.
Four hours later.
Good God, there's so many more.
I don't know if we can continue to read off names.
Coondog, not Chad, Link, Kane, Henrik, Windress, Nick, Caleb, Timo, Christopher, Jesse. Who the fuck is Kenny? Still waiting for that answer.
Really?
Leonard, Joshy Boo, Eric, Cyberhog, Carl, the short bus riders.
Oh. Read the chat.
Read it slower, you slut. Okay. Alt Saxon. Lindsay.
No, faster.
Oh. Justin Welch, Mo. Doug's favorite Brit. Oof, which one?
Whoa.
Probably Ratty, but no, just in case it's not. Yeah. Tony, Crassy, Mado, Jessica, Chipboard, The Moose, Mike, the Lonely, what is it again? The Lonely Lonely Trainers Pokemon Gang.
Which is that's my crew.
It's your crew.
I've been repping them since 98.
Wow. And let's see. There's one that says A and X, but it's blank. It doesn't give me any information. What does that mean?
Huh. What is it called? ANX?
ANX.
Oh, ANX is a cool name.
It says a follower, but I guess maybe they don't actually donate. Some of these I can't tell. Like how up to, that's part of the thing is you can't tell how up to date some of the stuff is. Yeah, some of these are like, I don't.
This is from 2016.
Well, like I'm looking at one and I know they haven't been one for a while, but it says paid, but it says their last payment was like November 1st, 2017.
Mm.
This new fucking setup sucks. Discord.
It's not Discord's.
Sorry, patron. Patreon.
Believe Discord anyway.
Here we go. I can select to active. Okay, I think we're done. We're done at this point. It's over.
Cool.
Yeah, the moose was the last one, so we're good.
Okay. So we want to thank everybody who donates, and all of your money goes right back into the show. It goes to a great cause, which is growing this community.
Yes.
So keep doing that, please. All right.
You get cool exclusive stuff, like some stuff you saw this weekend.
Oh my God. Kevin did a photo shoot. If you're a subscriber.
But we also did the 8-Bit Brawl.
We did 8-Bit Brawl. Patreon Brawl. A Patreon
Brawl.
No one
cares about the Brawl, Kev. After you posted your photo set, no one gives a shit anymore. It's not over anywhere.
Kev just posted a photo shoot of him in a football outfit, and I can't give away anything, but.
Go check your Patreon.
Go check out your Patreon. And if you want to check it out.
While at work.
Yeah.
Become a patron.
Don't worry, it's not nudies.
Kind of is.
It's not safe for work, but it's provocative.
Mm-hmm.
It was all Debbie's idea.
This motherfucker was trying to get me to post those pictures today while I was at work, and I didn't respond to him, but I was like, I'm not putting these pictures on my work computer, Kev.
Yes. I love that. That would have been great. No, so we were at Target and I saw that shirt and I was like, oh God. I was like, hey, Debbie, you should buy this. And then she looked at me, she's like, no, you need to buy this. And so we did a whole photo shoot. I even bought a football. It's probably going to be the only use that ever gets. So, yes. Dog. Give us a My dog will fetch anything. Didn't you see that video? I'll send it to you afterwards. It's pretty funny.
I saw it. He just looks up at you like.
No, I tossed the ball at him and he ran in a completely different direction.
Oh. I don't want anything to do with this. That's what the dog said.
Yeah. Like, what type of picture is no homo, but with the. Well, you have to go look, man. You have to become a.
Patron. The people who've seen them, they're pretty happy with them, I guess. It's funny. Yeah.
You got to become a patron
for us to get reported because we don't say that our content is not safe for work.
I said it. Really, even with
he
our
said
language,
it. He linked it and he said not safe for work.
Yeah,
I'm talking about like the page. You have to be like over eight. You have to have one of those over 18.
Ah, you can be under 18 for that.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, we want to get into it's October 1st when we're recording this. It's going to be October 2nd when most people hear it, which means we are in 8-Bit Horror Fest 2018.
Yeah.
Colin just woke up.
That's true. Everybody just woke up.
8-Bit Horror Fest? What's that, Papa?
It's the way he speaks.
Please tell me he calls you Papa.
God, he does, man. He has a real old school about him, you know? So it's real weird.
You will address me as Papa.
Yeah, we did a wonderful thing this week. We watched Jason X, and we also had Peter Kleins on the show to review it with us. And
Windrest Cup bestseller Peter Kleins.
That's right, Kev. New York Times bestseller Peter Kleins was on our show to review Jason X with Windrest cosplay.
Oh yeah!
New York Times. Best
the gang
viewed
is back together.
Cosplayer. So yeah, we had a ton of fun doing this, and Jason X was a fun film to review with everybody. So make sure that's going to drop this Wednesday.
Yes.
We also have a ton of other podcasts that came in and are giving us content. We're going to put it out there. We love to kind of network and cross promote. So we're going to put you on to some newer podcasts and some older podcasts, some good stuff that you may be interested in to add to your own collection of podcasts. And does anyone have a list of those? I know you do.
I don't know if I have a full list, but I can tell you some of them off the top of my head.
And go.
We got Movie Films with Bill and Steve, or Steve and Bill. Bill and Steve, right? And
I mean, yeah, Bill and Steve.
And then My Bleeding Ears.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Jeva. Yeah. Bri-Fi, the Bri-Fi podcast.
Mm-hmm.
My good friend Bri-Fi, he's been on our show numerous times doing these things. We've also got River City Gamer Squad.
Yeah, Link's group.
Doing one. Link, anytime now would be great.
We would love to get that content, please.
Yeah. I was going to call him out on the stream.
I'm gonna call it Bri-Fi too. I told you motherfuckers by the end of September, we're in a goddamn October 1st. And I ain't got that shit yet.
We gave you a month.
Yeah. So, and then
my money.
I think we're going to get Cult 45 with us also. I need to shoot them another email, see where they're at.
We talk games.
Yeah. So we got a pretty stellar fucking buddies. Lineup.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So make sure you tune into all that. We also have the 8-Bit Horror Fest t-shirt for sale on the store. So go to the website, check it out. It's a dope design by our buddy, Zombie, ZZ Zombie 13. Go check him out on Twitter. He's got some great work and hire him. He's a great artist. Great artist.
Yeah. You can also find that not only through the website, but you can go to 8bitgeek.threadless.com to find that shirt as well as shirts for all of your favorite shows.
Yay! Yeah.
Okay.
Like, he was dropping some dives with that dope new wrestling shirt.
Man, we're trying to pimp out 8-Bit Horror Fest right now, man.
Yeah, man. We didn't focus on that, but I want you to escape at Saga 2. We're at one of our several beautiful designs that we've had done by several. Thank you.
You guys done?
Jerry, you got anything?
How about that episode of 8-Bit Saga this week, huh? Whew, what an ending. Hey,
so,
Kev,
before we jump into misconnections. Okay, so listen, people have been wondering, what the hell is this guy talking about with this bit shit? Okay, but before
this
we get into
shit.
It, this bit shit. We wanted to introduce a new interactive feature for all of our fans. You know, every week for the last month, we've seen like a bit war take place in our Twitch streams. And we thought it'd be a lot of fun for us to watch and, you know,
capitalize.
Yeah, kind of capitalize off of it. But at the same time, give something back to the fans who like doing it and want to do it. Okay. So we want to reward the donators a little bit more. So here's the deal. The top three bit donators at the end of the show will get to choose what voices we use in next week's Miss Connections. The number one spot will have first choice of host and voice, and then so on and so forth. The voices can be any of the ones that we've used before, or you can choose a brand new voice for us to try out. Okay, and so we'll have a week to work on it and try. I think this will be a ton of fun, and for anyone involved, and we'll do this going forward as long as it remains as long as we don't put people in debt.
Yeah.
So I hope that you guys have fun with it. I could see it. It's already started.
It's, Jesus, yeah, it's insane. Brett's taking the lead. Brett 2099 with 1020 basically.
So
Johnny right behind him 1013, and Gadzooks just jumped ahead of 1044. Never mind. Yeah, it's gonna do that for a while. So let's get to the show.
So by the end of the show, we'll announce the winners, and you guys can choose the voices that we're gonna use and who has to do them. So we thought that'd be fun. Without further ado, let's jump into Miss Connections. Every week, we take real ads from the Miss Connections section of Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. They are completely real. We don't edit them in any way. Although we do ad-lib a little bit, but we definitely can't make this stuff up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Miss Connections.
I watched Doug's face and I know exactly what it's for. Doug, care to fill people in on why you're shaking your head?
It's a very long post.
Listen,
It is.
I wanted to give you your spotlight. That's all.
Thank you. And by my spotlight, you mean Sean Pennis's spotlight.
Yep. It's a filibuster.
It's a goddamn filibuster. Seriously. Here's the rest of the show. If I didn't already take up enough time reading off that fucking list.
Our first 3-hour episode.
Yeah. Oh, what's up, fellas?
Hey, what's up, Sean?
Hey, Sean.
Oh, not much. You know,
I heard you had some shit to say on Patreon earlier. What happened, bud?
Well, you know, if you're going to be dressing like a little man servant, you know, with whips and chains and shit, that sort of stuff.
Go on.
A little sub. Maybe
none of that happened.
You should have, like, you know, maybe stuffed a sock down your pants.
Oh, small.
It was looking at a Tic Tac on a beanbag chair.
Damn.
Well, Sean, you win that one. I've got no rebuttal of that. I'll drink to that.
Well, Sean, I don't want to hold you up any further. What do you got this week?
This week goes out to the prick on the patio at Buffalo Wild Wings. What? For your own health and the general good of society, I need you to find my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If he doesn't work for you, take up yoga or progressive muscle relaxation. Maybe even give Valium a try. Better yet, seek counseling from a licensed therapist. Because, buddy, you don't know me, but you seem crazy. I was seated next to the lady seated next to you at the patio at Wild Wings Cafe.
Nice.
At the Buffalo Wild, I'm changing this to Buffalo Wild Wings. Apparently it's called something else in North Charleston today. Instead of a nice lunch with my mother, whom I was sitting next to, I was treated to your delightful 45-minute diatribe of filth.
Oh, no.
Your performance of what I can only assume was a toddler's tipper tantrum was truly inspired. FYI, in most civilized society, when the lovely woman dining with you repeatedly begs you to
What was that?
To what? It's like you're hissing.
Well, yeah, when she begs you to
you should shut.
That's what I'm doing.
No, try it again. It's shh.
Yeah, shh.
Oh, God.
Listen, this is how I talk. I'm very good at how I talk. So, when the lovely woman dying with you repeatedly begs you to you should really shut up. Given that the actual child at your table still seems to be of an impressionable age, I strongly encourage you to expand your vocabulary. As something of a word enthusiast myself, I was impressed with your highly diverse use of expletives. Who hasn't marveled at the myriad? How do you say that? Yeah, how do you
myriad,
say that word?
Myriad?
Myriad nuances of the F-bomb. It won Matt Damon and Ben Affleck an Oscar for Good Will Hunting. Also featured the late, great Robin Williams.
Oh.
Rest in peace.
Ow. Pretty sure I read an article about how people who swear more are more attractive. But time and place, man. Time and place. Sunday supper at the Buffalo Wild Wings patio crawling with kids is neither time nor place. People just want their blazing wings, man. Zedgy vocabulary critique aside, here's an observation I think is relevant. In the course of about an hour, you had not one positive thing to say about anything. And I do mean anything. It became like carb bingo for us, waiting to see if you were pleased with or grateful for absolutely anything in your godforsaken life.
Damn.
Adorable kid, incredibly patient woman, decent life according to your humble brags, name brand clothes, several beers, table full of food, and my happy bingo board stayed blank. If it were racial slur bingo, the winning still wouldn't be enough to tip the waitress what she deserves for putting up with you.
Oh, man.
Damn. Yeah.
Alexis was one of the best waitresses I've ever had there. That's right. She has a name, and not the word you were using. I know that beer you lied about waiting for... Oh, sorry. Let me try this again. You know that beer you lied about waiting for so long? Jesus Christ, I can read. I tipped her double because she didn't pour it over your head. If she had doused you with it, I'd have left even more and lit a match.
Damn.
We made sure to let the manager know how things really went down. I think at hat is the term used quietly in private conversation with another adult. Like I said, time and place. You were trying to con the mill for free when we left. I hope that didn't work. If you're going to lie about how great service always is at the other location where you eat at all the time, you really shouldn't have specified the one downtown. Yeah. See, I love that place too. I was really bummed when they closed 18 months ago. Mm. Maybe you're a great guy having a bad day. Maybe you just need someone to tell you to quit being an asshat. Quit being an asshat, you fucking douchebag.
Whoa.
Oh, you held that one in until the end.
Yeah.
So you guys gonna hook up or not?
Yours truly. Hit me up, suck my dick, Sean Pennis.
Whoa.
Whew. That's a big one.
That was, yeah.
So I've got quite a filibuster as well here.
Go on. Oh, come on.
I was waiting for someone to notice. Kev. All right. Hello, little gentleman.
Oh, shit.
What's up, girl?
Hi, Olga.
I see Kevin not wearing his stockings today.
No, that's
the fishnets were my favorite. You put those back on, I spank you with big, big, big board.
I didn't even know you were a patron.
I am.
They didn't read your name off, Olga.
It's listed under no name.
Floor salami.
Floor salami. Today I learned.
This is what I give you. I give you my love. You give me spanking.
Wait, me, or are you just saying that about things?
This is things that I say.
Oh, thank God.
Anyway, I want to talk to handsome officer in Grapevine. To the handsome police officer that pulled me over while I was trying to catch Pokemon at 2 a.m. I just wanted to say, you are gorgeous. That is all. Also, you too. If you want, I make human pretzel with bati. And then then you stick it in places where mother doesn't speak of.
Who's mother?
Ogle.
Who's what?
Ogle out.
Mother Russia, of course, Kev.
Oh my god. I was not ready for that.
He was taken back.
But I was. Damn, I just missed her. She like faded away.
I am still here for you, muscly, dark skinned man.
Dark. I'm a ginger, baby.
Yes, dark man with ginger face.
Dark. Well, I'm wearing clothing. That if that's what you mean by darkness.
With penis from down under.
Oh yeah, you're right about that.
That look like Superman break building with it.
I shall be your building. Complimented or offended on that?
You will.
How are you watching Superman? Isn't that banned in your country?
I want you to break my back with it.
Oh shit. Well, I'm going to get through this misconnection as fast as I can because I got a date tonight. But just in case this one falls through, this is for the naked dumpster diver. What the fuck? Male for male, because this is the way I'm feeling this week.
What the fuck?
Hide this posting, by the way. It was a magical experience if I ever had one. No. Walking up and down the back alleys and looking for something, anything, to make me feel alive. And I noticed some old, thrown-out adult DVD covers in the dumpster of a local store. I couldn't believe my luck, but knew with the clothes on my back being my only possessions in the world that I couldn't think of risking soiling them. Because there's some nice clothes. I'm wearing them right now, actually. Now I removed my exterior garments and jumped into the metal bin to begin digging for treasures of a masturbatory nature. That's when I stood up and saw you there. Holding your trash bags. It was obvious that you weren't expecting me as you took out the daily trash from your work. Now you were standing there looking perplexed and intrigued. And there I was wearing nothing but sneakers, standing in your dumpster while holding placards of the dirtiest new adult DVD releases. It was a sight to behold. Your eyes met mine. It was an awkward silence before you turned and walked the other way. Sure you felt the same thing I did. You were the porn store employee wearing the yellow shirt, and I believe you were the manager. I was, of course, the naked 30-something with good teeth.
No, that's not what that says, bud.
With a few good teeth. Oh, boy. Well, shit. Well, I'm going to go see my dentist after this. Please respond ASAP as my data on my Obama phone expires in 2 days. Really?
I am no longer interested in you.
I don't remember writing that.
I am no longer coming over.
Oh, it fell through. I'm going to go hang out in a dumpster bin. I'll see y'all later. Velvet Jones out. Oh, no. Really, though?
No.
Well,
Olga, you free? Because I don't know about you. I'm feeling a little turned on right now.
I will take you. I will make you a man yet.
Oh no!
Good choice. Did you know that I'm a popular character on 8-Bit Saga? I'm very popular.
Get the fuck out of here! All right.
Well, that's just rude.
Let's talk some top box office.
Yeah.
Hey, did you say your signature line, by the way, Kev?
Conversations.
Thank you. Let's see. We had Night School that came out this week, along with Smallfoot. It was a really weak. It was a weak week.
That's some kind of weird fetish film.
No, it's that CGI movie from DreamWorks or some shit.
Oh. Yeah, it's got LeBron James in it.
And that's some big ass feet, though.
And everything he touches is gold, so this had to open up with a ton of money. Oh, nope, never mind. $23 million.
Ooh. It's like a 23's hurting.
Yeah. Night School came out at number one, making $28 million. Night School, I went to go see. Date movie night.
Nice.
And it wasn't bad.
We didn't see that Saturday night.
No.
Ooh.
Wink. Wink.
I love Tiffany Haddish.
Wink.
Really? Man, I think she's annoying.
I loved her. Remember when we went to go see Keanu? She was in Keanu.
Yeah, she was all right there. But generally, yeah. She's just annoying to me.
Did you watch The Hot Ones with her? And yeah, you did.
Yeah.
And she just deep throated those wings.
Yep. And she called I was about to call him Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
And she called Kevin Hart a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
She's like,
I think everyone does though. Like The Rock calls him a bitch all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like just everybody.
It's kind of his thing. But I think his charm is wearing a little thin. Like, cause that's like that's his thing to where, oh, I'm the short guy. Everyone makes short jokes and I am the weak one and everybody. So like this movie kind of carried the same theme to it. And I was just like, man, we've seen this fucking character at least 10 times already in the past few years.
I would even say even in like real life, it's wearing a little thin. That he was on Fallon, you know, and he did that animal thing with, what's his fucking name? That kid.
Come
the
on.
Kid.
You don't fuck this up.
Irwin's kid. Steve Irwin's kid. What's his name? Robert?
Robert.
Robert Irwin?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like, he was scared of every animal and he was constantly yelling and screaming and running to the other side. It's like, huh, it's funny, but at the same time, like I felt bad for Robert Irwin, who's there because they've got a new show coming out that he's trying to promote. And at the same time, he's like, don't do anything to scare this guy. And he's like yelling at Jimmy.
He's like
the whole time he's holding that trench,
like
or whatever.
Slamming his hand on the,
trying to get like Jimmy to jump. So he gets bit by a poisonous spider. So it's just like,
yeah, he was like hijacking the segment.
Yeah, and ridiculously so. Where I like by the end of it, I was like, I don't care for this.
Yeah,
yeah, it did get a little annoying. I find it very humorous at first. You know, he's just like, you know, the way he reacted, but it just went on and on for too long.
Too long. Yeah.
So same thing in this movie. He kind of just plays the same character. It was okay. It had its moments where it was funny, but most of the funny stuff happened in the trailer. So let's get on some movie news. And we have a new version of Deadpool 2 coming out.
This is like Deadpool DLC.
Yeah, we have. It really is, man, because it's just a huge like new super cut. And it's going to be a PG-13 cut. And it's going to feature Fred Savage playing his role from Princess Bride again.
Yeah, like I'm so curious if they run that gag through the entire movie. Like I hope it opens with him telling the story or whatever, and I hope it carries out through the entire.
It
fucking
has
movie.
To, right?
Yeah,
it has to land right, and also I think that's a funny like joke to the movie also because that's why it's PG-13 instead of R. Is that like when we get to those R moments, it'll cut back to them, him telling the story, kind of like how you know when things got like intense or sad or whatever in Princess Bride, it would cut to Fred Savage and the grandfather.
That that would be the ultimate. Just the I would watch that movie again just for.
Oh,
that.
I'm definitely gonna see this.
I will go to the theater and see it.
I don't know if I'll do that, but I'll definitely watch it again.
You
I'd
will.
Go at, I mean, I would at least catch a matinee.
We'll go together. We'll have breakfast and a movie, Doug.
Oh, I was like, me?
Well, I wish. Move to Texas.
Yeah, we wish you'd just fucking move already.
Because
then when we get our office and we start doing this full time, then we can actually hang out all every day. But no, we were at the video conference you in. And like,
nice. I could be like one of those, like, you can put like an iPad on like a, like.
On a motorized cart.
Yeah, and I'll just go around like that.
Like the inmates from that one episode of fucking Community.
What we'll do? Oh my god! I will even set up a computer, and we'll like it won't be working, but you'll still stand there to do all of your work at the desk. And so when we call your name, you could just turn.
It's like the motor's just unbelievably loud for no reason.
Yeah. All right, I gotta get a snack. I'll be right back, guys.
all the way down the hall.
There is some more news coming out about the person who plays Deadpool, Ryan Reynolds. He is going to headline a new movie about a video game character who realizes they're an NPC. I am so on board for this because we saw a little bit of it in The Rock and Kevin Hart's movie. Jumanji.
Yep.
And like, he didn't realize he was an NPC, but the story and the idea of it, I could have watched an entire fucking movie based in that world with that guy as an NPC.
I literally just read a book called NPCs, mm-hmm. and it's about these characters in a D&D game. So the first chapter starts off with these people going into a tavern and they all die. Like they all were not playing right. Like it was starts with a group around the table playing, and like they're all like level one characters. They make a whole bunch of mistakes. They take a drink of beer and they die because of something they ate earlier because they like not failed, right? So like they were poisoned and just dropped dead. Chapter two starts and it's the people in the tavern, like the bartender and like just random other people, and they're like, "Holy shit! Like what just happened? Those guys just died." And like they end up like taking on those players' quests because like it's a mad king and he's known for murdering people if they don't do what he wants. And so they're like, "Oh, if they find out that they are murdered here, they're gonna come just kill and just burn down this entire village. Like fuck that. Let's pretend to be them." So the book follows these NPCs as they go on to continue the quest and like at the very end, like meet back up with the next set of characters that group took over because their DM made them make two sets of character sheets.
That's awesome.
And like, yeah, and it's really funny. It's like the group is like trying to like fight them and they keep rolling ones and stuff against these NPCs who are just like kicking their ass. It's so funny because it's just NPCs and like, but there's a person in there that's like, we're controlled by people in another realm. Like this isn't everything, you know, is a lie. I'm like, okay, crazy dude. It's just so, like, that's what it reminds me of. It's like that same idea where it's like, everything I know is fake.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a great idea. Great idea.
Yeah. I'd watch it.
Too. Expect it in about 20 in the year 2020, which is really fucking weird to say.
Mm-hmm.
Kathleen Kennedy has renewed her deal with Lucasfilms and she's going to remain the president for 3 more years.
I'm going to get her through the release of this movie and I guess whatever's next. And then,
yeah, I guess that, you know, the internet hates, the internet, unfortunately hates anything to do with women. So they've all, you know, been up in arms about it. There's been a ton of support, but unfortunately the people who get hurt on the internet are the people who fucking complain the most. So,
well, I also think that at the same time, the fact that they went ahead and renewed her contract, I think speaks volumes in the fact that like, there's all this stuff where it's like Kathleen Kennedy mm-hmm. is getting ready to retire from Star Wars. Disney's about to, you know, oust Kathleen Kennedy as president of Lucasfilm and all this stuff. And then it's like, No, she would only almost have done it for 10 years at that point mm-hmm. when she took over in 2012. So if she makes it to 2021, like I can see moving away or from mm-hmm. that and doing something else. But at the same time, like, I don't know. It feels like they didn't listen to the people who were the loudest by the fact that it was even offered to her because her contract ran out or is about to run out at the end of the year, I think. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's 2019 and they went ahead and signed her for another 3. So.
It's a smart move. She's done great things. Mm-hmm. Even if the first movie and, you know, first movie was kind of a rehash and the second one, you know, wasn't received very well. I think that overall the movies that she's released is better than.
But she was involved with what? I mean, obviously Solo and she was also.
Yeah, I mean, she's involved in Rogue Solo One. And Rogue One.
7 and 8. Yeah. I mean, out of the 4 that I've released so far, like there's only one that I have issues with, but mm-hmm. I have issues with me even taking issue with it because it's just a chapter and we don't know how it's going to end,
right?
So it's like,
and I didn't even have issues
that I don't like, but I didn't like crawl up JK Rowling's ass about it,
and I didn't have issues with the actual story, just elements of the story. You know, the story was fine. Like, it, you know, it was a chase battle and then we had, you know, it was fun. There's just little tiny elements that I just was like, wouldn't have done that. Like, that sucks.
Yeah. And again, with the fact that like they're gonna somehow work Princess Leia into Episode 9, like, okay, like I believe in JJ, so
yeah, me too.
I'm sure it'll be good.
Apple is launching a streaming service.
Haven't we said this like every other episode?
I don't think so. But this is so dumb.
It's such an Apple thing too.
Yeah, like it's so such, fucking Apple.
Like on course with like their apps and shit as well.
It's extremely family friendly. No sex, no violence, or anything risque. Dr. Dre was developing a show that they absolutely said, nope, it's too dark and it features cocaine, so we're not going to put this on our network.
Good, take it to Netflix. They'll take anything.
Yep,
seriously, at Netflix, Amazon, HBO.
I'd watch stuff with Dr. Dre.
Yep. So I guess it's the Disney Channel.
on crack.
Yeah. All right, let's get into some gaming.
Yes.
Let's get into some gaming. Sony is, they've confirmed that the PlayStation Experience won't happen this year.
Bummer.
Yeah, they said, they were like, they received a note from Mike that said, you guys can shut it all down because we got Red Dead over here on Xbox. And Sony said, all right, cool.
Damn, Mike's got some pull. I gotta talk to him about that.
We all know that that was actually written by Debbie. Like,
that's accurate.
but let's,
because they don't have anything to promote by the end of the year is what they're saying. That the Days Gone and Dreams are so far out, and Spider-Man's already out, so they're basically just gonna be like have a conference and be like, hey, so what you playing? Like, there's nothing to really promote.
I wonder, okay, but how much of it's going to be the PlayStation Experience versus them actually like having something at like E3 or whatever, you know? Because like, think about how their PlayStation Experience thing was this year. That was fucking garbage. Do you not remember?
So garbage.
Do you not? Is that what it is?
That's the one where it went from. No, E3 was the tenth.
No, yeah, wow. No. This PlayStation Experience is a separate con. I thought it was hosted by Sony.
Okay, I thought it was their what they called their thing when at E3 when they remember, like, you would go to the theater and stuff and we could watch the release that was part of the PlayStation Experience, and then they did that thing with the tents and the stupid bullshit. I thought that was the PlayStation Experience.
Yeah, that was at this year's E3.
That was such garbage. Remember how bad that was?
They had to like keep moving everybody. Like,
it was the worst.
Like, man, that was a stupid idea.
I think. Mm. I mean, this is my own opinion on it. People may not share it. I don't know. But we're winding down this generation. I think that we've got probably another year or two of great games coming out. You know, we still have Last of Us 2 and everything, but I think Sony is hard at work on their next console, and I think that in the next year or two we're going to get a huge announcement from that. And of course, they're building all the games for that shit too. So I think that we probably won't get this because they don't have much to say. I think we'll at this next year's E3 we're going to get an announcement of the new console, but they won't come out until 2020.
I can see that.
That is my opinion on that. That's what's probably happening. Sony has went ahead and said, "Hey, we're going to do crossplay now because the whole world hates us all of a sudden, and we don't want that. We just spent the entire generation getting fans on our side again after that PS3 debacle, and so they're going to go ahead and turn it on, and they've explained why it took so long. This is all just PR bullshit. I'm not even going to waste your time reading all this.
Jeremy and I both are like bullshit.
It's all bullshit. They could have did it. They know that they could have done it a long time ago, and even one of the games turned it on for an hour, which was
Rocket League,
and they were like, "Yeah, oops, we accidentally flipped a switch." So it can happen. It has happened. It's PSB fucking PR bullshit. So this is a story that we talked a little bit about in chat. Well, Mike and I did. Gearbox CEO Randy Pitchford has millions of dollars stolen from him, from his former assistant. Now this is alleges that he did it. They've lost around $3 million due to the fraud that his assistant John Martin has done. Now, here's my idea about the whole situation, which I kind of explained in the chat. You're paying someone, this Martin guy made $45,000 a year, okay? You're paying someone $45,000 a year to be your personal assistant, which pretty much, you know, since you're the CEO, your job is never done. So that means the assistant's job is never done. So you're paying him $45,000 a year to manage your entire life, schedule all of your life, also manage your money, because pretty much every assistant that I've ever known has all the bank account info, has all the bills info, like everything for the big dogs. And you're just paying this, and this person has to be on call all the time, working late hours with the CEO. doing what they need, even making errands and just running, like, everything that an assistant has to fucking do. And I know it doesn't require a degree, so I'm not saying that to assistants, you know, it's a normal job. But $45,000 a year to do that for a CEO is kind of mind-boggling. I would think that you would pay someone a little bit more to manage your life.
You'd think, but also $45,000 in the state of Texas, $45,000, Jesus Christ. Yeah, I mean, it's not that in Texas, is it? I mean,
it's not a bad income.
It's not. And also, but you look at the things that they're saying that he spent the money on, and it's kind of like, yeah, that, you didn't need that. That's not, you didn't, $45,000 and you, like, you went above your means. Yeah. By, like, shopping at luxury furniture stores, buying, like, really nice, super expensive suits, chartering a jet, like, things like that. That's not, like, he was not living within his means. He wasn't needing that money to pay rent. Mm-hmm. He wasn't needing that money to buy groceries. He wasn't needing it to survive and you know, I guess, assuming Frisco, Texas, right, where it is more expensive to live, mm-hmm. but at the same time, an apartment in Frisco, that's not going to break the bank at $45,000 a year, and that's assuming that this guy is single and not, like, married or living with somebody or a roommate or something, right. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, it's not a lot, but it's decent in the state of Texas.
It's decent, again, but for the I can only assume here that this person probably put in 10 to 12 hour days though. And when you break it down, you know, it's not a lot of money for the work that I know somebody who, you know, I was very close with somebody who was a personal assistant to a CEO of a company. And the CEO always, you know, took very, very good care of this person because it was like the CEO is making millions of dollars and this assistant is managing every aspect of this person's life. And so it was just like, if you're making this much money and you see an opportunity to steal something and, you know, it, if you pay a little bit more, then maybe you filter out those people who are going to try to take advantage. I'm not sure. I know that I'm not saying that $45,000 is anything to scoff at. I know a lot of people would love to have a $45,000 a year job.
Yeah.
But just saying, I'm kind of thinking of it, of a, how much time versus pay you're putting in and how much you're doing. So, but, overall, I'm not saying that the guy was right to do this. He's a fucking piece of shit. You shouldn't steal money from people. Don't do that. Okay. Don't fucking do it. And that was, he's definitely going to get prosecuted for a lot of shit. Lot of shit for this. And I hope they put him away for a lot.
Well, so they found out about it because they weren't able to make payroll.
Apparently. For their,
says the Pitchfords were able to catch wind of Martin's spending when they were informed they were unable to make payroll. They reached out to him and he said there was a mix up in their accounts and agreed to pay back $780,000 in fraudulent spending. He sent over a check for $598,000 and it bounced. Mm-mm. Martin has since disappeared, not showing up for the civil hearing where he was to testify against charges from Pitchford for alleged breach of contract, fraud, and theft.
Yeah, he going away.
Yeah, they're going to find him. They're going to find him real quick.
So.
Oh, piece of shit. Piece of shit. Somebody said, I'd be an 8-bit assistant. Yeah, well, we also don't make video games that make billions of dollars. So
yeah. Yeah. They're like, does 8-bit pay $45,000 though?
We all get zero right now.
Yeah, we don't get paid shit for this, guys. That's what I'm saying. If you want us to do this full time, go over to Patreon. Buy some fucking t-shirts.
He's crying.
I don't want to do my job anymore. I want to do this full time. It's all I want to do.
Doug is having a rough week, guys. Okay. Doug, sidebar.
Mm-hmm.
We don't beg. We gotta stop that.
Sorry.
All right, that's okay.
I just need them to know that we don't make any money doing this. So if you want to be our assistants, sorry.
Let's see.
Unpaid intern.
Yeah.
Unpaid intern. Let's see. Xbox One will support mouse and keyboard, guys. It's coming. It's a damn computer now. It's essentially what it is.
A computer company finally enabling mouse and keyboard support.
It's not going to work.
Bravo.
It's not going to work for every game. But it is open to development to know which titles should best support it. And so I guess it's going to begin with Warframe for that's where the testing is going to happen, which is crazy to me. Like, you mentioned Warframe and people are like, okay, Warframe, but it's one of the most played games in the world. It's not so. I got addicted to it for a couple weeks. Red Dead 2 is going to have 105 gigabyte install.
Yeah, I hope they let me preload it now.
I think this is the first, right? This is the first game to pass 100 gigs?
No. Halo Master Chief Collection, I think, was well over 100.
Hey, Kev, that was three games.
Three fucking games.
Okay, Quantum Break was well over 100 because of the videos, like the cutscenes.
Was it? Quantum Break. Because
they had like full episodes of... like, they would do a thing where you play a level, and then you watch an episode, you play a level, watch an episode.
Boston Legal.
Boston Legal. That would be amazing. Quantum Break was a fun game.
Okay, but Quantum Break doesn't count either because they put it's a TV show.
It's not a TV show. It's a video
game. I know it's a video game, but they put TV shows in it, so most of it's video files.
It doesn't fucking matter. You were talking about a video game, which that qualifies for.
But how much of it was a video game, Kev?
At least like 10 hours.
So 30 gigs and the rest was video.
Does it matter?
It does.
Semantics, well, bro.
They had to put all seven seasons of Boston Legal on there. So.
Yeah.
So we'll let the fans decide. Let us know in social media or anything.
I don't know. Quantum Leap makes like is like more on
Quantum Leap.
Yeah. But at the same time, I think Boston Legal's funnier.
Beat me up, Ziggy.
God. Are cutscenes not video? No. Lucy Stachek, when he says video, they were full on video, like actual episodes of a TV show. Doesn't count. I know some people. Listen, we'll keep it in there. Okay, Quantum Physics Break Pass Leap was the first game to do it. Red Dead 2 is the second game to do it, to my knowledge.
Well, Going 88 says the first terabyte video game came out, but 999 gigabytes of it was a file containing the digits of pi.
That doesn't count. I'm not allowing that one. Stupid.
And that's like a quote from somewhere, so I don't know how like real that is, but it feels like with the quotes around it, I should take it serious.
All right, this is the last story of the night, and it's a feel good story. Aww. I shit on 2K because of their
I shit on 2K
because of their shitty practices with microtransactions, and I boycott their game now. But they are doing a good thing with the money that they have, and they have started something called 2K Foundations, and it's to help communities through basketball. They're going around to Cincinnati, Baltimore, Los Angeles, Chicago, and Cleveland in their first year, and they're revamping all of the basketball courts in these neighborhoods around the city. And you know, they're also going to upgrade technology at community centers, and they're going to help out with STEM education, science, technology, engineering, mathematics. They're partnering with Microsoft to provide Xbox One stations and other equipment. So they're doing a lot of good. And so that is something that whenever I see a video game company start to try to give back to the community and try to do things that are going to enable better lives and better growth in future generations, I give two big thumbs up to. So I like that story. I like it a lot. Okay, we've come to the end of the show.
This is the end.
And so we're going to announce now the bit war. Oh, my God, we have a tie.
We have
a three-way tie.
Y'all motherfuckers. You know what that means?
They all get to choose one voice.
That no one wins. Because y'all tried to troll us, and it's not going to work. So here's it goes. We're just going to take it like this. Y'all thought you were going to be funny, but it still has a 1, 2, 3.
Oh, nope. Gadzooks just came in with 500 bits.
Oh, fuck.
He was like, nah, y'all ain't winning. Okay, so Gadzooks takes it number one, followed by Brett 2099. And then,
See, you got all pre, you got ahead of yourself. You put the cart before the horse.
All right, I'm going to call it. I'm just going to call it. We're going to call it right in 5, God, 4.
You can't say it because 10, it's on delay.
10, 9, 20, 19, 18, 10, 5, 3.
You're going to trigger Doug. He's going to turn into Winter Soldier now. You're saying all these random numbers.
2, 1. Done. It's over. All right. Brett 2099 has won it. Gazooks is in second place. And Von Jondi is in third. That's it. Stop the bit war. Jesus Christ.
Oh, God damn it.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
Von Jondi just came in though with like 1,000 bits.
I can't. This is dangerous. This was, Ratty was right. This was a bad idea.
This is a bad idea.
This is a bad idea. Unless we just take it and just say, Van Jondi, you were too late. And you know you were too late. We thank you for the bits anyways.
He didn't know he was like fucking, I don't know.
I gave a 20-second countdown.
You fucking started spouting off numbers like goddamn lost victim.
Brett says he can have it.
15, 16, 23, 42.
Okay, fine.
Well, what we need to do is like when we end the show with the credit music is when this ends and they can tell us in the Q&A.
That's a good idea. Let's do that. Oh, I guess we should say goodbye, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody, thank you for a wonderful show. Thank you for being a part of this. We love y'all. And that's it. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Until next week, love, hugs, and all that bullshit. Why does Stream Deck have so many issues?